I guess, first of all, Mayor, your thoughts. Great first meeting, a lot of ideas out here.
It's really fun to see when you bring different group of people together, you know, your hoteliers, your people that put on events and things that happen. And when they get together, you kind of recognize the need in the community and then what this convention center will add to Fargo.
And just so the listeners are that are listening, this is just going to be a convention center.
That is correct. And people don't quite understand, they try to confuse the issues, but they voted on a convention center. One of my commissioners wants to bring in performing arts, total different venue, would not be the same thing. So people have to understand that. No, we're going to build what you've requested us to build and what you voted on. And I felt that the response in the voting was good, and people have been talking about this for many years. Finally, it's coming to a point, yep, there is something realistic we could do. Charlie Johnson did reveal the numbers, so we have a better idea, $58 million with the $40 million build and having some money in an escrow account to help with operations. It sounds like a good plan, and see what we can get out of that.
How does this help the economic future of the city of Fargo, knowing that this project is coming?
I think it really helps when you bring a variety of people into our community, because sometimes they discover the jewel is it's people that Fargo, what am I going to do about Fargo? On the national stage, when I've been out with mayors, they come up to me and say, what's going on in Fargo? I'm hearing about Fargo all the time. And it's just that we have the energy, the young people, different things happening. That helps us sell ourselves to other places that they come and look at us. I had a a firm that moved down there in software, and they did it because of the college environment and Microsoft, in which they could hire people that maybe 10 years in a job could go to their area, bump up in salary, and offer different things because they had 10 years of experience. And that's kind of, a lot of people like the fact that we have a lot of talent in the area that can switch and go into different jobs in different areas.
The vision of this project would be at the end of it, the city of Fargo would own the facility?
That is correct. The convention center will be owned by the city, but we don't quite know, is there a partnership we could have? Can we try to make this so it does close to breaking even? And is there a way working with the private sector, almost like a private-public partnership, to make it work? Because, for instance, if you put a hotel next to the convention center, that hotel should do better because you have events going on. There's an advantage to that. So you would hope, is there a way to have a partnership that works for both of us, private and public?
What, you know, about this project, what are some of the things that you're most looking forward to in the completion of this? Obviously, it's going to bring more people to the city of Fargo, but what are some of the advantages from a city standpoint?
From the city standpoint, you're able to open a window for people to come into the community that may not have looked at that because there was no space to do it. That's number one. Number two, my personal one, is the League of Cities is unable to come to Fargo. Seems ironic that you have the League of Cities, all our cities in the state, cannot come to our area because we don't have a big enough space. So to me, it'll open up some areas where we have not been able to entertain different conventions. So to me, it's an opportunity for the community to have more interesting conventions and things come to the community in which people can participate.
Perfect.
Okay.